In Norfolk there liveth a yeoman, a lexham, a town in that shire, more lusty than ever I knew man, a prince of a man I will swear. He eats so much dumpling, they say, that not to belie him in rhyme, he showed his wife delicate play, and got her 9 boys at a time. And had not the been yielded to him, besides what I told you before, all men that ever yet knew him do think that he had gotten 3 more. For dumpling so strengthened his back, it is such a delicate thing, that his bedfellow he held tack, for dumpling is food for a king. You women that pray for a baby, whose husbands are feeble and old, must eat as much dumpling as may be, 'twill make 'em both lusty and bold. 'Tis dumpling prolongs a man's life, and makes him with ease to the thing. 'Tis dumpling joins husband and wife, and dumpling is food for a king. When man has been hard at his labor, all vexed with sorrow and care, then something you know has some favor, for dumpling is delicate fare. It makes a man fit for the work, and fits him so well for the thing, he gets you a boy at a jerk, oh, dumpling is food for a king. If dumpling was once but in fashion, then whoring would quickly go down. There would be no cuckoldseth nation, for all would make use of their own. The bawds would turn honest and true, and sadly peccavi would sing, and men would live quietly too, for dumplings is food for a king. The king would never want seamen to fight on his royal concerns. London would never want freemen, nor women a man for their turns. We all should be happy and blessed, nay, doubtably blessed in the thing. I speak it without any jest, that dumpling is food for a king. Then both at dinner and supper be sure to bring in this dish. 'Twill rarely well strengthen his crupper as much as a woman can wish. Instead of a posset of sack, be sure some dumplings to bring. 'Twill mightily strengthen his back, for dumplings is